Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, first we start with the Boston Baroque Orchestra, which is a very specialized orchestra. Tell us about this group.
Well, it's terrific because they're in their 40th anniversary. They kick off their 40th anniversary this season with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and it's Friday and Saturday, both at 8 o'clock at Jordan Hall. And this is a group that 40 years ago, they got together under the direction of Martin Perlman and decided that they wanted to basically appreciate and play the music of the Baroque era and do it with period instruments or instruments that have been crafted in period style and with period technique. I mean, it's just such an interesting concept, and the music sounds different. It feels different. They've been able to survive and thrive and tour for 40 years. They've produced a number of CDs. Audiences really have gravitated toward them so that they've been so successful. I recently had the chance to speak with their music director and co-founder. Actually, he is the founder of Martin Perlman. And what had intrigued him about the sound from period instruments when he founded the group 40 years ago?
The sound, both the sound and the fact that they were trying to resurrect some of the performing styles, you know, from what they could figure out. You know, we would all look at the sources and see what we could find. And it was a way of rethinking the music. And in a way, every generation needs to rethink the masterpieces so that they're alive.
Oh, interesting. So the instruments are actually from the period when the music was written.
Yes, and over the time, he has worked with instrument makers and everybody who's collaborating to get the sound, to get these instruments just where they need to be, because, of course, this is something he has studied for so long, has been immersed in for so long, that he really is one of the foremost authorities on Baroque music, and so it's our fortune to have him right here in Boston.
And he's taking on these two really huge works, Symphony No. 9 of Beethoven, of course, the Handel's Messiah. So that's really an interesting sound. I've never heard them, but I'm sure it's fascinating to listen to. Now, next we turn to a film that is in theaters now titled About Time.
Yes, this is opened in just select theaters in Boston. It's expanding wide tomorrow. This is a film I really, really loved. It's by the same director, Richard Curtis, who's done Love Actually, Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral. All films, I say, are like movie Prozac. You can't leave without being happy and feeling good. And this is just this is in that vein. It's a charming, charming film. At age 21, this young man, Tim, who has this sort of unwieldy hair, describes himself as too orange. He's just, you know, a classic pale British guy, gets called into his father's study. His father's played by Bill Nighy, and his father explains that all the men in their family can time travel. And it sounds a little absurd at the outset. Mm-hmm. Basically, the technology involved in time travel means that he just has to go into a cabinet and clench his fists, and he can rearrange any of his own days in his own life. Long story short, what this film is about living your life to the best possible way. All he wants to do is meet this woman, Mary. They fall in love, and at the beginning of the film, he finds himself sort of doing his days over again just to get it right. But by the end, he doesn't need to do it anymore. And not that I try to live my life through the philosophy of films like Love Actually, but this, I have to say, it's sort of every day I kind of think about this film and am I doing things right? And it's sort of nice to have this message, and with such a great British cast, and including Rachel McAdams, of course, not a Brit, but as endearing and as charming as ever.
Wow. Okay. So About Time is that film. Now, next we turn to, when I first heard this, I said, what? Kurt Vonnegut had a play that no one ever knew before he passed away in 2007. But people have found a script and they've been working on it and putting it together. It's called Make Up Your Mind.
Yeah, this is a very interesting. First of all, it's an interesting concept for Speakeasy Stage Company here in Boston, which typically does either new works or works that we know quite well. But they are more than 20 years old at this point and have made it a point to develop new works, at least one a season from here on out. And so this is the one for this season. It is called Kurt Vonnegut's Make Up Your Mind. And this was a play that didn't do very well. It was introduced, of course, during his lifetime. But what they've done is they've had playwright Nikki Silver come in and rework the play and use a lot of Vonnegut's other materials, writings, essays. He had access to the Kurt Vonnegut archive to sort of flesh out this piece. It's typical Kurt Vonnegut. It's very dark. It's funny. It's very, very absurdist. It's about this person, Ronald Stackhouse, who has a corporation that helps people crippled by indecision to make up their minds. It slips and slides a little bit because it is a new work, but it's 90 minutes, and largely I found it very funny, and it's got this amazing set. It's just sort of a white backdrop with these black and white illustrations. So it's like it's illustrated by Kurt Vonnegut. You're diving into his mind to some degree.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw some drawings. It's fascinating to use some of his drawings for the set.
Yeah, I loved it. And there are these quirky little cartoon interludes, you have sort of these segues where Richard Snee plays Kurt Vonnegut himself. So you're well-oriented in this piece, but if you love Kurt Vonnegut, even if you like him, this is certainly one to see. And again, it's exciting because it's starting premiering right here in Boston.
That's right. Presented by Speakeasy Stage Company, playing at the Calderwood Pavilion through November 30th. Next, we turn to, rock and roll.
We Will Rock You, which is a musical that's been actually quite a hit in all over Europe and London's West End. This is a sort of a jukebox musical, all from the music of Queen. And I have to say, there are moments that this is terrific, and there are moments that it's horrific. You have great singers, a great cast, and it's all set in the future when everybody essentially is conventional and conforms to one style of clothing and piece of entertainment. And then you have your group of bohemians, get it, Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen, who just want to break away and find music, create music again themselves. And to do that, they have to find an instrument hidden on Earth. I can't believe I'm saying this sentence. So maybe I should just end it here. If you like Queen, go see it.
Okay, We Will Rock You. Next, Waiting for Godot at the Paramount Center, presented by Arts Emerson. And I had the chance to see this production on Sunday, and it actually is one of my favorite plays and one of the most challenging to produce. And the group that did it, Gar St. Lazar Players from Ireland, they definitely have their act together, especially Targ Murphy, who delivers the famous monologue by Lucky, which is one of the most challenging stream of consciousness monologues in theater. He really does own it, and it just is a magnificent performance. It's being done at the Paramount Theater, the beautiful Paramount Theater, right through November 10th. So if you want to get a chance to see what I think is a very fine production of this play, that someone described as nothing happening twice, you can take it in and see what I think is one of the better ones. And I'd also like to mention my friend, Cape Cod playwright Gip Hoppe, is opening his play Ruby Tuesday tonight. If you're on Cape Cod, it's the Cape Rep Theater's season closer, and that's a fine little theater there in Brewster on Cape Cod. And I love the description of this. It says, Janine and Paul Carter and their new baby settle down in their state-of-the-art smart home. This is life lived in the wondrous cocoon that can only modern technology can provide. What could possibly go wrong? Well, you will find out. Gip Hoppe, the author of over 15 plays, and Ruby Tuesday is funny, irreverent, and, as he says, frighteningly true. So if you want a very entertaining evening, I'd recommend Ruby Tuesday at the Cape Rep Theater in Brewster.
Got so much to see, as always.
I know. Well, thank you so much, Jared.